In our next segment, Steve speaks with Jimmy Palacios of WHIV-LP. His station is dedicated to combating the spread of AIDS in New Orleans while featuring local news and local music.
Well, Mark Allen Derry, kind of like one of the premier infectious disease doctors, got this LP by listening to a podcast like a few years ago. Basically, I think he was doing Ebola-related stuff and heard that the government was releasing several LP-FMs out there, and they were definitely looking for nonprofits or educational people to go ahead and fill out the applications and get these. Him having kind of like this AIDS organization that helps out the, you know, New Orleans community, he applied for one and he got it. So his vision of the station has always been lots of like public health, human rights, social justice programming. And then, of course, at night or different areas of the day, having like, you know, music programs or different like New Orleans themed stuff. So it's kind of, it's always been the station.
And how did you get involved?
I got involved because Mark Allen, because he's Mark Allen, not only owns a radio station, is one of the premier infectious disease doctors in New Orleans, but also plays upright bass for several bands. So I used to host a thing at a local bar called Spaghetti Western Night, where I used to book a honky-tonk band and show an old Spaghetti Western movie. He was one of the bands that we had booked. And at the time, he was like, hey, are you ever interested in doing anything like radio-related? And I'm like, oh, that'd be fun. So that's how literally I got involved. I got involved in the spring of 2015 and was basically playing Spaghetti Western tunes and then honky-tonk music. And then that kind of morphed into like what I do now, which is basically an Americana-based show. So,
and what are the other folks involved? Or can you just name a few other people you've met here?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of, at least on the music side of things, we have a lot of New Orleans musicians that have radio shows. So these are folks that are gigging like every night or every other night. And they bring kind of like this great kind of background on music and their influences and talk about that. And they have different shows. These are usually like nighttime shows, any time after 7 p.m. So we've got a lot of that. And then, of course, during the day, lots of like very eclectic, social aware programming that, you know, we have dispersed during the day. We have, you know, shows, you know, about addiction. We have shows about living with HIV. We have shows, you know, we have one person who's Muslim and talks about Muslim issues in America and New Orleans. So we have a couple of veterans that have a show that are like super pacifists now, and like they kind of bring in like their training and stuff and talk about, you know, how to look at all these world things that are happening and how to dissect it. And it's just pretty cool. I mean, I could go on and on about like all these different shows, and they really are very, very different. It's pretty cool.
It's interesting because you have such a specific overarching theme, the infectious diseases, AIDS, Ebola, and all that. And then all this cultural stuff. In some ways, it seems like a split personality. You know, does it all fit together fairly well? How does that happen?
It fits together really well because we, one of our things that we pride with here at WHIV, we've kind of like taken the letters of WHIV and kind of made that into We Honor Independent Voices. We don't vet programs. Like if you have a program and it fits within like, you know, generally what we want to do here, there's a very good chance that it could get aired. The number one thing we're looking for is we're looking for very quality people that are going to like fit in this like great mix of like people that are, you know, like-minded in the sense of like, you know, social justice and human rights. Yeah.
So what are the conditions on the ground in New Orleans that require a station that's focused on social justice and human rights?
Well, Mark Allen, being Mark Allen, he has the pulse of like a lot of things going on in the city. So if there's anything that's going on that is social justice related, he gets on out there take sound bites. Sometimes he'll take a remote system with him and broadcast, you know, whatever's going on. So it's a lot of work, but of course it's like a passion of his and he gets out there.
And what are the issues that are the most pressing ones in New Orleans?
Pressing issues in New Orleans? Oh my God, there's so many of them. But I guess, you know, we unfortunately have always had a lot of crime here in New Orleans. So I think that is something that is first and foremost on everyone's mind is how we can go ahead and get a control of that. And then two, we just, you know, being in one of the oldest cities in the U.S., we have a lot of decaying infrastructure that doesn't always work. So those are some issues that kind of like affect everyone, you know.
And is HIV/AIDS still an issue in New Orleans?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is a huge issue. I mean, I'm not sure if it's number one or number two, but I know between New Orleans and Baton Rouge, they have some of the highest, you know, rates of HIV, which is part of our name. And it was not a It was planned that this was going to be our radio station name. So when Mark Allen was like filling out paperwork to go ahead and have a radio station, he got it. We need to fill out what is your proposed name, WHIV, HIV, of course, using that in the name to kind of like destigmatize it. And we say it over and over and over. And now it's like no thing, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting. There's so many new stations that have come on the air. It's hard to find unique call signs, but nobody else wanted WHIV, I guess.
Yeah, it was available.
So what pays for all this? I see you've got some awesome equipment here. It's expensive stuff. I've looked through the catalogs and you're in for it. How do you pull this off?
Well, I mean, I'm assuming like at the very beginning, this kind of predates me. There was a number of grants and fundraisers and stuff. We have a membership program. All of our DJs are members of the station, so everybody kind of kicks up a little bit a month. But also, we have lots of people out there listening that make donations to the station, and this wouldn't be possible with all those people. And of course, Mark Allen and his wife Liana, who you know are basically the owners of the station, they are the founders. They kick in a considerable amount, so they keep it running. Yeah.
So you're still relatively new. You moved from your original location to this one because you were growing. What do you think the future holds for the station? Are there big plans afoot?
Well, I mean, I guess what we'd love to have is, and we have a lot of DJs with lots of like very interesting, specific and diverse content. The next thing would be if we can go ahead and get our funding to a particular level, it'd be great to go ahead and have a full-time station manager to help curate all of this. I have a show here. I'm on the board of directors as well, but I'm also kind of like the de facto station manager. You just saw me train those folks that were here. I was training them. They have a brand new show. So that's what I do. But it'd be great to have someone that's here, not maybe 24/7, but at least during business hours to go ahead and help kind of put all those things together. That'd be great. That'd be the next big step.
And what are the challenges that you've confronted so far at the station?
I mean, there haven't been any like major challenges other than making sure that we have the correct amount of funding that comes in. As you know, times are tough and people have a lot of different options as far as where they funnel their extra money, whatever extra money they have. So it's been tough kind of like growing our base and having people just kind of sign up and help keep the station going. So if we can go ahead and you know solve the funding issue, I think that any other minor problems like leaks and you know running out of stuff isn't that big a deal.
So I ask you about the challenge. What's the success? What have been the high points for you here?
Well, I think the number one high point for WHIV is in a very relatively short amount of time, we've become part of the community. I mean, people are listening. People want to be a part of the station. People love, you know, the diverse programming. Like, the programming is diverse enough where, you know, not everyone's going to be listening to the station all the time. But here's the thing is that, like, you can definitely find something that you like and you know that it's going to be there. And, we're pretty consistent about getting a really good product out there. The station DJs, or who are all volunteers, are pretty passionate about what they do. So they definitely want to put a good product out there. So the production value is pretty high for, you know, being just a community radio station. Yeah.
And what have I forgotten to ask you? I also leave something out.
Well, let's see. We're super excited about the future. I mean, we've just kind of just hit the surface with our group of DJs. We have, I guess the best way to describe WHIV, other than, you know, honoring independent voices and being kind of like this social justice kind of conduit for the community, is that when you break down, we have lots of great progressive programming during the day, and we try to have some very, very interesting music programs at night to kind of balance everything out. So we're always looking for people that are just passionate about something, people that are good people, and, you know, they can always fill out an application and choose to be a DJ here. So that's what we're looking for.